Name of the Father, the Son, the Holy Spirit. Amen. It's the ninth month, the 18th day, the year 2022, and it's the 15th Lord's Day after Pentecost, which the Lord hath made.
Let us be glad and rejoice therein.
Oh, I had to read all that. 22 pages.
Terror. Oh, wasn't it disgusting?
Yeah.
It's beyond disgusting. What an arrogant little witch.
Oh, she just come out.
What a witch, bitch. You know, I said, wait a second. She says, I got no heresies, okay? Okay, if I got no heresies, then why don't you want to be in communion with me? It can only be schism.
Yeah.
All right? Unless you're secretly holding a heresy yourself. So what is it? If I don't have any heresies, why are you afraid to be in communion with me? Why are you afraid to be under me? If I came out and did a heresy, I'm not forcing you to stay. It's so bad, she came in there from day one to subvert, to do what she did. And she came in right when Ron was dying. I'm working on the profession of faith, and she came in to divert. And she still wants to keep engaging this thing. I'm done with it.
You were charitable. You answered all of those.
And I'm done. She's finished.
Why does she want to keep engaging when your opinion doesn't
matter? She wants to keep... Yeah, exactly. Right. And, you know, here's the question. Then what does her opinion matter?
Yeah.
You know, if she's going to say, I don't matter, then what is your opinion? Yeah. She believes there were no popes even more than 1,000 years, yeah. So why shouldn't anybody listen to you?
Yeah.
Everything she did is going to backfire on her. Like I said, you made a fool of yourself, you made a dope of yourself, and now you made it impossible for yourself to teach the faith. Then she says, oh, I don't teach the faith to men, just to women. It's a public website.
Yeah.
It's for everybody to read.
Yeah. Does it have a disclaimer?
What a witch.
Yeah.
What? What? Oh, unbelievable. And then she lies about the Apocalypse and all that. She's a rebellious. There's something on there. She's stoicky, too. And she's rebellious, doesn't want to obey anybody. Got that feminist kind of rebellious spirit. Stoicky also.
And expecting to have the miracles of Moses already.
And she's thinking, and I told her, I never told anybody to follow because I'm one of the witnesses or because I've done miracles. No. And that's not the reason anyway. Then she said, until I see miracles. Well, wait a second, you realize that after the first couple popes, there was no miracles by the popes and bishops? St. Augustine never had a miracle. St. Augustine never did a miracle. So, okay, St. Augustine, until you show me a miracle, I ain't going to listen to you. John the Baptist had an extraordinary mission. He opposed the whole hierarchy in his day. And all good-willed people followed and obeyed him, yet he didn't do one miracle. No signs or wonders. They followed him because he was teaching and enforcing a full deposit of the faith. Well, why do you listen to him? Because of the faith. Because he supports the full deposit. So wicked. So wicked. But it gave me an opportunity to just show these people and people like her to put them down.
Yeah, like a test.
For other people like her. To put them down and to show how bad-willed they are. And then she got rid of a lot of stuff she said because she knew she was... If you went back and looked at her second thing, you know all the stuff about the cult?
Yeah.
She got rid of that now. She
told me about it.
Yeah, because she... But she slipped... She's like the Diamond Brothers. She said, there's a few things I needed to correct, so I changed it. A few things I needed to correct, a few things that weren't necessary. But like what? Like what? Okay? When she was accusing me, like with the tithes and everything, they take money and they're secret about their money. All the stuff she... And then what happened is she got rid of it, right? But she still put... signs of a cult, but she didn't link it to me anymore.
Yeah.
To make like, I didn't, but when you read it, she had right in the middle, me, in the red letters, so she's trying to cover up her mess, so she doesn't look so bad at what she said, and she should reflect upon what made you so angry to be irrational. What made you so angry to go that far?
Yeah.
It's already a bad sign.
Yeah.
You're not operating with rationality and with calmness and with faith. You're angry, you want to get me. When you want to get people like that because of an irrational thing, it's burning in you. That's you look like a dope.
Yeah. Acting like she wanted to be you.
She wants to run the church.
Yeah.
Exactly right. I called her the Pope Pest.
Yeah.
We call her the Poop Pest.
Yeah.
She wants her to be the Poop Pest.
Yeah.
She certainly does.
Yeah.
That was the devil getting in here and trying to take a little dig. But my point is, you want to follow, go ahead, follow her. Let her run the church.
Yeah.
And they said, well, maybe if somebody in China does it, well, let me know who the guy is. Okay, I hope so somebody in China is doing what I'm doing. I don't think so. only because God operates in one place, one mind, one church. He doesn't have confusion. But even if there was a guy in China, God bless him.
Yeah.
What do I care? But can you let me know?
Yeah.
You know, does he have a revised prayer book? Does he have a revised Bible? Does he have a profession of faith? Does he have all the works I got? Show me, somebody, show me. Until you show me, then you're babbling. You should thank God that you found me. You should thank God that you found all those works. Instead of thanking God, you're spitting in his face. And by spitting in me, you're spitting in his face, God's face. The little witch. A pious little witch. I see them the way they look. And believe me, those stoic righties, they're immoral too. Follow them around. They're doing something immoral.
She denies Epikaya, but they have to have a miracle.
Exactly. That's right. Well, the Epikaya thing, she lied about it. Like, she said, I never answered her question. That's why I said, what? That was the one of the, that's really the only thing email she ever asked me was on the Epikaya, and I answered it.
No.
And then she said, thank you, you cleared up my problem.
Yeah.
And now she, you did clear up my problem.
Yeah. That is recording, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, we could save this for, this wasn't meant to be my lecture, but it just goes to show you how bad-willed people are.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, you know, that's when she first came into. Will said, "Should we send her like a hard drive?" He says, "No, hold off," because I didn't right from the beginning.
Yeah.
So even when she sent that picture of her, where she looked young, she looked like she was in her 20s to make you look she's younger, and she's really 54.
Yeah.
Well, she could have pulled out an earlier picture when she was younger. That's why I said she was 20 right from the beginning. There was something smelly about her. There's something wasn't right. The way she was, I just didn't trust her at all. Some people, I don't trust anybody right away at all.
Right.
But her, there was something I said, no, give her a couple weeks. Mm-hmm. She's not responding properly. She's not asking questions the right way. And you notice, like I told her, I said, that was the only one email. And then she says, I sent in this whole other thing, which she never sent me. Then we go back to her site. Now she goes, I sent it to his email. I'm not even going to answer this, though. But she goes, I did send it to him. I sent it to rjmi@johnthebaptist.us. Where did you get that? That's not my email. That's you know what? It's diabolical. I'm going to tell you. I have that. She doesn't know that. That's my business one. Nobody knows. I don't want to. It's my business one. Anyway. It's my business. Well, now you know. Right?
It was your
business. But here's the devil. No, here's the devil in her. And she doesn't know it. My John the Baptist one is Richard_Ibrani@johnthebaptist.us and support@johnthebaptist.us. Those are my John the Baptist. Where did she? She says, I sent it to rjmi@johnthebaptist.us. So I'm not a liar. I sent it to him. And here's the other thing. Where did you get that from?
Yeah.
And here's the other thing. I emailed her on support, John the Baptist. Yeah. I was corresponding with that. She didn't answer back with that. She uses RGMI.
Exactly.
I could write this. I'm saying it now because maybe I don't want to write it and waste my time on it. But I contacted you, and you contacted me on support@johnthebaptist.us.
Yeah.
Why didn't you send it to support@johnthebaptist.us? Why did you put in RJMI? That is so diabolical.
She's trying to make you look bad to other people.
Right,
don't know that.
That I'm lying about her.
You know?
Yeah. Right. And then, on top of it, what do you do if you waited for a while and someone doesn't answer you? What is it? You send it again.
Yeah.
Okay. Number two, if she sent it to that RJMI, it would bounce back.
Yeah. Right.
It would bounce back.
Yeah.
It bounces back. So she's lying on top of a lie and pretending that I was lying again. If she's not straight out of hell, I'm telling you, I'll hang out with the mafia guy. I'll hang out with the street punk.
Yeah.
A Puerto Rican friends that I had, my Italian friends and the wise guys, I'd rather be friends with them than little wimp shits like her. They're the biggest gangster, criminal, lying, filthy, dirty bastards.
Yeah.
I've had it up to here with these traditionalists.
Yeah, no.
They are absolutely the most despicable people you can be dealing with. Really.
Yeah.
They waste your time so much. I'm not going to... See, I'm telling you now, and I thought about it. Because she wrote something back. I did send it. RG might... But I don't want to give it a satisfaction. Maybe I'll record this and put it up. I don't know. And that'll handle it. So I don't have to write about it. But basically, she's changing her positions like the wind, shuffling things under the thing, and never apologized to me about all that stuff on the cult stuff that she's talking about. Which is something else that was funny, too. What was that the other day? Somebody was saying, Oh, Mateos was saying something that was very interesting. He's trying to convert his parents. Of course, yes. You know how that goes. And he's about to change topics. And I asked him the four questions. Then his parents told him something like that Mateos said. They said, well, why don't you go form a new church? So instead of being a Catholic, he said, oh, it's okay. I can form a new church as long as I don't belong to the Catholic Church. You know, like the whole thing is so whacked out, you know. It's a Protestant mentality, you know. As long as you form, they allow you to form your own churches. So they don't really care what you believe in. There's only a few basic things you can believe in, and you can have like 20,000 different denominations. But it's the whole world is crazy. But what she did here, it's trying to sweep, and she's talking about, look what Aquinas says about coffee in the, something about the cream in the coffee. Yeah. She's going nuts because it said you could put cream in your coffee during Lent.
Why drink coffee then?
All right. You know, you see what I mean?
That's your thing.
And I seen these. And she, look what Aquinas said. What Aquinas said.
Yeah.
Well, what do I care what he said? Yeah. You know? Unless she shows a miracle. Look, I don't tell anybody that you have to believe I'm one of the witnesses. It's true. I say it because God wants me to say it. And I'd lie if I didn't say it. But until miracles happen, sure. Okay, when miracles happen, then you're going to have to believe it. But I never claim that you got to follow me or I'm the sole ruler of the church because I'm one of the witnesses or because I've done miracles. And believe me, folks, miracles happen here with us. And I don't tell people about everything that happens here. And they won't believe it anyway, maybe, so who cares? Okay? But that's not what I stand on. And I'm glad because God's telling me, Richard, if I just gave you miracles and you had nothing up on your website, I said this a million times, way in the beginning. Oh, God, am I right? Can you tell me, is JP2 an anti-pope or he isn't? Is this one that, or is it? Answer me, God, tell me. And every time I prayed to God, the next day, he'd throw evidence in front of me. And I'd open it up, and I'd start studying and reading. So you got to study and read, and write so you understand the faith, and you give him the reasons. So, for instance, if right in the beginning, when God called me, and he said, when I was at the Dime Brothers, he says, hey, Richard, and God's speaking to me, like Moses through the bush, John Paul II is an apostate anti-pope and the Second Vatican Council is heretical and apostate. So I come out, my first public appearance. God spoke to me and said, John Paul II is an apostate anti-pope, the Second Vatican Council is an apostate heretical council, and you better believe it. Where's the proof? I don't need the proof. God spoke to me. You know, like these apparitions, right? Think about this. God is so perfect. You know, I don't know how to thank God. I can never thank God enough on how, because I'm glad God doesn't listen to me all the time. And that God knows better, don't you think? I saw what God was doing eventually because he was showing me. That, Richard, if you don't have the faith to back it up, I can give you all the signs and wonders in the world. Now I'm going to believe you. If you can't show them what the church taught for the first 1,000 years, and you can't bring up the evidence, what's the sign and the wonder going to do? And that's what I was trying to say. Look, I hold the faith, correct? I have discovered all these things, right? So the only reason you don't want to be here is you're schismatic. You're rebellious. You don't want to obey. And what's your problem obeying me, right? If I hold the faith and I'm moral. If I come out next week and I say something really bad, then you guys will get up and say, Rich, I love you. You were a great guy. Unless you repent within a week or so, we're going to all leave you. Then leave me if that happens. What are you afraid of? You either are holding a heresy and you're lying, you don't believe in everything on there, or you're immoral, you're doing something immoral in life, or you're simply rebellious and schismatic because you don't want to obey anybody. That's a big one, too. And I don't underestimate the fact, when I told her about her family, she got a little angry at that. I noticed that. I told, you know, I noticed what happens with most people. They idolize their family members. They pray with them. They don't witness to them. They don't tell them that, hey, I can't pray with you. You're not in the church. You're going to hell. There's a lot of that going on with her, too, believe me. There's a lot of things that are going on underneath the surface that they don't tell you about. But maybe I will post this just for the sake of, but I'm not going to go, I'll post this. I'm not writing anything more about it because she's going to go, I know, you answer her, she's going to come back with something else. You answer again? And her whole thing about Formosus and all is a mess. She's going to get herself hung. And then she's trying to make, like, disciplinary laws or dogmatic laws. And she says, well, it has to do with papal supremacy. Well, papal supremacy allows the Pope to make disciplinary laws. But disciplinary laws are still not dogmas. And popes can make bad disciplinary laws, and they're still popes because they don't lose the faith. They don't fall out of the church. for making a bad disciplinary law. The whole thing is so crazy. And what they're trying to do, it's not just her. We had that other nut guy. I'm not going to give his name. But he wanted me to go back and study these other guys around 800 or before that. I don't know when it was. If I studied everybody you want me to study, I'm done. You're not going to get what you see up there right now. I'm worried about presenting the faith and the profession of faith, the Bible and the prayer book and the penance book, and pastoral care of brothers. I'm not going to spend the rest of my life studying every single pre-1000 pope. What don't you understand about that? They don't, because what's the devil trying to do? Lure me away to get me to start studying that, and then guess what happens? What I just finished this week is the profession of faith, the audio part. I finished the written part a couple of weeks ago. I posted it up on the chat site for the brothers to read, and I says, I'm going to read it in through audio, and just read it, no comments, just read what I have, and while I'm reading it, I can make corrections. If I got grammar corrections, spelling corrections, additions, I'm going to show you, there's a few minor things I did, nothing substantial. And plus, when I read it in, if you're traveling to work, you can just listen to it. You don't got to read it. And it took up this whole week, and it was 6 hours. It's a six-hour audio. Okay, now picture this. Instead of doing that, I engaged her.
Yeah.
I'm engaging her. And I'm studying about deeper into Formosus and Sergius III. And Sergius III went down as a pope. Whether you believe it or not, there's still an argument whether he was or he isn't. Anyway, I'm studying that. Then I answer her on something that she writes me back. Then I'm studying on that. And then all of a sudden, guess what you got? You got nothing.
Yeah.
It's the devil trying to sidetrack me with this Weisenheimer. This disrespectful, harlot, little whore of a woman, pseudo-intellectual, smart about a few... See, that goes to your head when you have smarts, like in a high IQ. But she's got no wisdom. She's an idiot. And so what are you going to do? If you bring people in, where are you going to send them to learn? Your little blog site? You look at all the work we did in exposing the great apostasy, the Hellenization book, the greatest apostasy book. This is rank, disgusting disrespect. Especially, if you found a heresy, fine. Then you can, and she admit, no heresy. Then what's the problem? So all they tell their brothers and the inquirers many times, 100% of the people that come in, 80% are going out the back door. And don't worry about it. We don't need them. They're going to come in and go out as quick as anything. We had the one guy come, and I warned him within 1 year. Many people fall out, and he fell out within 1 year. I'm used to it now. In the beginning, I wasn't used to it, and you want to force the issues. You want to keep the people in, so you're not you're trying to make excuses for them. I don't do that no more. Because when you keep people among you who don't belong among, most times, really, the people leave anyway. It's oil and vinegar. They don't like you. They don't like what you're teaching, and you can sense it. It's like, so anyway... I don't. Maybe that's God wanted me to do a little finishing touch on this little bitch. We call a bitch a four lean.
I always want to know, where do they go after they've rejected?
Where's she going to go? She was in a society Pius the Fifth, and she was arguing about some things in those nuns because they were strict and telling her what to do.
Yeah.
So you get an idea. And her whole family's a mess. A whole mess. One's an atheist. One's got some psychological problems. Her whole family's a mess. It's okay, you're doing something really good there, right? Right? And she says, I don't want to leave, that I'm doing okay here. She did say that. She says, I need to stay here. Okay, well, then stay all right. What do you want me to do? Yeah, to me, though, if you really love God and the people aren't right, that can only last so long. If you have the ability to get up and get out. But if you're witnessing to your family the way you should, and I know she's not, hell and devil's going to break loose in that house. And she'd have to make a choice. But and then she's trying to throw back in this last thing something like a Bible verse where God's going to get me, you know? So here we go. Here we got Wonder Woman sitting on a mountain of crap, stinking like hell, and she's challenging me. I won't want to be in her shoes. All we can do is pray for her. You know, and that she repents and comes to her senses one day, you know. But I'll tell you one thing. Like, the thing about non-judgmental, non-punishmentalism, all those cultures, he says he's going to kick the shit out of people. He's going to cut their heads off and then eat dinner right after it. You know, when she gave all those quotes? Well, you saw how I answered that, right? He's going to cut people's private parts out. Well, I use feenies, right?
Yeah.
So, that's gone now.
Yeah.
That's gone.
Yeah.
She got rid of it. Go over there. It's not there no more.
Yeah.
And she never said she was wrong.
No.
She just said in the beginning, there were some things that weren't correct about that. Some things.
Yeah.
Like what?
Yeah.
You might tell me, like what?
Yeah.
So what was your purpose of doing that? Look, I talk like that to weed out the wimpies. The wimpy people that don't like that, I don't want them here. You can go with Bozo and Mr. Rogers. He's all yours. You can have him. I don't want no Bozo people in here. I don't want no Mr. Rogers people in here. You can go hang out with them. Over here, we kill people for Christ. We don't tolerate that stuff when they're obstinately evil.
It's almost like they don't even live in the real world.
It's crazy.
They don't.
That's one good thing about Trump. When he speaks about the death penalty, right away. Yeah. Don't even wait. Yeah. We do things quickly here. So, and she's supposed to be reading the script. So what's going on there? And she's angry because I'm putting Old Testament saints and festivals on the calendar. I suspect she might even be racial against Jews. There are some traditionalists that hate Jews racially even. That really are anti-Semites. They look at all Jews and they just hate them. The whole Jewish race. When you're hated by these white supremacist people that hate all Jews, and I'm hated by the Jews too, I'm doing something right. I'm clashing between the both of them.
Yeah.
Both of them don't like me. But one day they'll meet in the middle if they repent. And that would be good. But anyway, it's crazy. But she's doing the diamond thing. Get rid of your old stuff. I'm keeping it up though. And she's saying, oh, he's duty bound to remove this stuff and say I'm not a liar anyway. I ain't duty bound to do nothing. Yeah. That's what you said?
Yeah.
And if anything, I just said proved you're a double time over liar. Yeah. Or big trying to prove that she sent me that letter.
Yeah, but she's the one who posted it up to start out with.
She didn't have to do it. I said, you could have wrote, the only letter she sent me is the one I posted there, and I answered it. And last, other than that, I'm leaving, okay? So why did she not engage me privately, which is what she should have done if she was of goodwill? Engage me privately. Yeah. She wanted to get me. Yeah. She wants to be the big hombre.
Yeah,
she wants to be, maybe she's a man, I don't know. Maybe she's a transvestite, dressed like a woman, but really a man.
She didn't even do what it says in the Bible, go take a brother, go one or two, three
witnesses. Yeah, that's right. You're going to get guys that do that too. It's not just a woman thing, but even guys come in here and they're the same way. They're going to want to come in and subvert. And they want to take away, and she wants to be the new, you give a little bit of, really sometimes if you have smarts and you got a smart brain, it could be the worst curse in the world. And we've seen it. How many smart people have we had in here? I'm not going to give names.
Yeah.
We've had very smart people in here, and they have no wisdom.
Yeah.
No wisdom. They're actually really stupid in the end. Even though they got all this knowledge, they're immoral. They can't control their passions. They're all confused. You follow them. They're all messed up. Alphonse had all this wisdom.
A tip off of those kind of people is like, well, I know, Richard, you help us a lot, but I can help you. When you hear that loud, look out.
Watch out.
Katie barred a door, here it comes. I'm going to tell you about that.
Now, I'm going to tell you something. Remember the Moses movie?
Yeah.
Moses, truly you're a man of God.
Exactly.
And you led us out all this way. But now Moses needs us.
Exactly.
Now Moses needs us. Moses always tells us it's our fault.
I totally felt the shoes out to get you.
Oh,
that was super
obvious. Oh, we all saw it. Yeah. I told us you want to, you come out to get me, and then it shows.
Yeah.
You know.
I want authority over you also by saying you're duty bound.
Yeah. Well, good riddance.
Yes.
You know.
Duty bound.
Because we're starting. I mean, the reason I answered it because she had. There's people on that Twitter thing where they got, and all that. They're probably going to read her stuff. So I did what I needed to do. I got it. It's up there. I'm not going to keep going back and forth with her. It's all over. Good when people can look at it and see. She still wants to go after the Formosus thing. Good. Spend the rest of your life on the Formosus Sergius the Third thing. Go ahead. Spend your whole life on that. Okay? But the bad will is just evident. Now, like I said, we had other guy leave here a while ago. Very smart guy. And he wasn't as bad as her, at least. He didn't post stuff up publicly, not yet. So I'm praying for him. So maybe he's sitting back and he was confused over certain issues on the divine essence and deification. I got a great quote on that today. I was going to bring it in. On the deification of Jesus Christ's human nature. And so, okay, but he had a problem with other things. And he was a little dishonest, too, the way he did things, when he didn't let us know. So he gave us trouble. But he never came out publicly and wrote anything, you know. He's probably still sitting home trying to scratch his head, figuring out what the truth is. What she did is it proves an extreme bad will, right from the beginning. An extreme bad will. Okay, any more questions on Tara Davis? She's a terror.
Yeah.
She's a terror to herself.
Yeah.
And to all their friends.
Terror the terrible.
Terror the terrible. Terrible terror. She's talking about, I love the Isaiah quote. Isaiah 13:16, I think it is. You know, they shall dash your children against the wall before your eyes. They will pillage your homes, and they will ravish your wives. So maybe that's what it's going to take when that happens to her. And if that would be a blessing, if that actually happened to her. And then she sits there in the pig pen with the shit in there, the pig pen, and wonders what happened. You know, that would be a grace of God. Maybe she'll sit back and think, hey, I remember, you know. Mario said it. Mario said, obviously she doesn't read the Bible. Nada. He said, so nada, right, Mario? Nada? Doesn't mean nothing?
Yeah, nothing.
Nada?
Yep, yep.
He said, obviously she doesn't read the Bible.
Yeah.
Or she reads it and she doesn't like it like all these other people. Yeah. She's a biblical revisionist, historical. She's got all this, like, you know, she's like charismatic. You see the stuff. It's weird. You know? Oh, about, you know, the devotions and, you know, all this stuff up there, you know. Watch out for the ones that look pious, believe me.
Yeah.
You know, they put on that pious outside.
Yeah. The letter was, so, get to the point, would you please?
Oh,
and then,
get to the point, would you please, yes. And I still don't know the point on half the stuff.
And then she harps on these old popes that we don't really care, we already know now.
Yeah.
From 1130 on.
That's right.
No more.
That's like even Andrea said to her, look, if Richard discovers that there's something, then he'll say it.
Yeah.
I don't got time. I'm not making that judgment. Well, read my book. I said, I don't know who was writing this Formosus thing. I still don't know for sure, because you don't just look at one source. You got to look. There's a lot of sources you got to look at.
Yeah.
And so, and like you said, that's I warned it. I'm glad I warned you when you read it. Be careful. I put it up there so she can't say you left something out. You're going to be confused. You're not going to know what the heck she's talking about. She's going to go up and down, down and up, all around. But what's interesting about the culting at the end that she had in there, I says, everything you described in there is a mark of the Catholic Church. Really. You know?
Yeah.
It has one supreme ruler who tells you what you have to do.
It's a cult.
Yeah.
Check. They ostracize people who don't want to belong. Check. What an idiot.
Yeah.
Thought control. They have thought control. And I says, well, if you mean, like, she used the word, right, a fancy New Ager words. Yeah. Remember our Lord said in Isaiah 55, I think 8-9, my thoughts are not your thoughts, and my ways are not your ways. For as the heavens are exalted above the earth, so are my ways exalted above your ways, and my thoughts above your thoughts. So, yeah, we do have thought control.
That's a constant line. They always say that.
Thought control. Woo-woo-woo. We force people to believe things.
Exactly.
Well, I don't force you to believe them, but if you want to save your soul, you got to believe them. But I will force you to believe them in the sense if you want to be a member. I can't force you. What I tell you is, if you don't want to believe these, I'll kick your ass out. And that's what they don't like.
Yeah.
I want to stay in the church, and you can't tell me what I need to believe in. That's a Protestant mentality.
Yeah.
The whole thing is a joke.
Transparency with money. Do we know everything that happened in the Catholic Church?
Well,
money-wise?
She was like, to me, I said, what, you know what I do with my tithe money, my donation money? Did you take a look at my house?
Look, the front. Showing the Sears Square when they're moving in the trailer. Remember that comment? Oh, look at that house.
Yeah.
Your house should be condemned.
Facebook.
Yeah. I'm looking at the house. Really, I'm surprised they don't condemn my house. Here's what I'm saying. And she's no cream and coffee.
Yeah.
Do this and that devotions. I got the vote God. I got the Novena, the Blessed Mother. I go to all my devotions, and here's a great calumny. Right? Think about that alone. What made you say that? I mean, if you just looked at, you can see from the procession pictures what my house looks like.
Yeah.
Right? You could look at our community center, but I go around the community center, what it looks like. And basically, even if you didn't know me, you don't say something like that. That's calumny.
Yeah.
And that's what she did.
I know.
She, that's what she, this nice little,
yeah.
put her veil on
yeah.
in front of the altar saying the litany of our Blessed Virgin Mary with all the flowers around her, the Holy Mother, Holy Mary, St. Yeah. Joseph, oh, you know, he put cream in his coffee, not me, I got, oh.
Black.
Bang! Bang! One shot, your head's coming off.
Yeah.
It's going to fly around the earth like the moon. Yes, the moon goes around the earth, not the earth around the moon. Okay? Mary said that about Brother Joseph, right? I said, Brother Joseph, you want me to get up and lie? Is that what you're telling me? You believe everything I say, and it's really good, but you don't want me to say it. He says, you want me to get up and lie, Brother Joseph? Nah, he says, no way. He says, I'll knock your head off your shoulders, and your head's going to go around the earth like the moon. I said that in my Fear of the Jews video.
Yeah.
You know, I...
Now, where's the filet mignon, right? After you knock her head off, let's eat.
Let's eat!
Hey,
let's eat! Hey, look, it's full moon!
Look at that!
There's a tail on the moon! Look! Whoa!
Yeah. Hey, pass the salt. Hey, yeah. Pass the steak
salt. Look at that! Whoa! You know, I abhor people that are obviously evil people to the point of really wanting to kill them if I had power over them.
Yeah.
If I had power over the human race, it'd be a lot of dead people. And we are going to have that power one day. It's going to be a lot of dead people. Maybe not over everybody, because, you know, I like Antichrist. I said, Lord, can I kill him right over? No, he's got to stay around rich, you know. You can't kill them all, but you can kill some of them.
It's a trade-off, because he wants to kill you. You want to kill him.
Yeah. Now, he's got to hang around a couple of his buddies, because he controls the world. But I mean, really, people like this is what we're talking about. It's embarrassing to call yourself a Catholic when you look at these people. Protestants, your conservative Protestants aren't as bad as these people. But this is what they want to do. They want to come in here. We're going to get this. The more people come in, the more people are going to be going out the back door. Just get used to it. It's like a revolving door. Boom, boom. That's why the profession of faith is so important, which I now completed. And now I got the audio done, and I just want to discuss a few points on it later in a different thing. Not with this. I'll probably post this up. I think it could have some benefit. Maybe give her a heart attack if she has any heart at all. But if you don't have a heart at all and it's a stone and it ain't going to bother you, then you're really in deep crap, okay? Yeah. Deep shit. Dung crap. That's what you're in, deep. If this doesn't get to you, okay? We still love you and we're going to pray for you. But right now, you're an obstinate mortal sinner. If I had power over you, I'd give you a couple months to repent. And if you didn't, I'd keep you locked up. Because you cannot be out in public. See, it's not a Catholic state, you see. If it was a Catholic nation, you do not allow people to publicly propagate heresy or immorality. You lock them up or you kill them, depending on how bad it is. And if they repent, then you let them out. That's about it. You just don't let it. You just don't let these people walk around and you know... If in a Catholic state, you can even have apostate Jews and Muslims and Protestants living there, fine. They can live there in their own ghettos, but they can't publicly. We're not going to force them to be Catholic, but we know who they are. The nominal Catholics are the ones that you really got to keep an eye on, because they're going to give the Catholic God a bad name. If you let them walk around in public, and they're really then spouting out heresies that the church really doesn't teach, and they're telling you the Catholic Church teaches this, or they're Catholics and are extremely immoral in public, and we don't do anything about it. You would scandalize the Protestants, the apostate Jews, and the Muslims, and they won't want to come into your church. They're going to say, you guys are hypocrites, first of all, because you don't enforce morality. You got immoral. A lot of you so-called Catholics are immoral slobs. And a lot of your other Catholics are even teaching against what you guys believe in, and you're not doing anything to them. You have power over them. You're letting them go out and preach around. So, if it was a Catholic state, she'd be locked up already right now. Locked up in a prison. 6 months, see if she repents and abjures. And if she doesn't, no, just keep her locked up. Maybe kill her too, depending on how bad she is. But you can just keep her locked up. You can't let her walk around like that. Can't you know, if the prisons get a little filled up, then you have to start killing someone. Yeah. Huh? How many people we got? We can't handle one more person. Okay, we have to start killing them. Ooh. Yeah.
Well, just as an example, look what, even from the perspective of the Novus Ordo, what is Biden? How good of a Catholic is Biden?
That's it. There you go. Okay, good, Bruce. Good example. Okay, let's pretend. We can pretend a lot of things, but this is a real leap of pretending. Let's pretend the United States is a Catholic nation. And Biden is the president. Maybe monarchy, because it's like a monarchy, let's say. And he's the president, and I'm like the bishop in the United States, the head bishop, archbishop, the cardinal or bishop, and he does what he does. And I don't say anything. Uh-huh. And it's a Catholic state. Uh-huh. And people say, he's going around calling himself Catholic, and he believes in abortion, he believes homos can get married, and he's okay? You didn't condemn him? You don't remove him from office? You don't put him in jail? Well, no, because, everyone's free to follow their own conscience, and you can believe it. Yeah, but he's saying he's Catholic. Don't you understand that he's making confusion among people that aren't Catholics? They don't know what you guys really believe in, and you got power to do something, and you don't do anything? Now, they can even do something by excommunicating, and they don't. You understand the necessity of these things? And then she raised, they ostracize people and cast them out. You better believe we do. And you better believe it's us against them. And that's why in our little community, we do enforce the law. The most we can do is kick them out of the camp. Unfortunately, we can't kill them. We can kill a cow, but we can't kill a human being.
Jesus
of Nazareth. We can kill a cow, but we're not allowed to kill a human being unless it goes to court. No, I said, unfortunately, all I can do is kick you away from me. And then let God deal with you on the outside. Like in the early days, they didn't have no state power either. And St. Paul, when he turned the incestuous man over to the devil and let Satan beat the crap out of him, and he ended up converting 6 months later. But that's why I said, if there's any hope for her, God's going to beat her up really big. If not, she's going to go on with full confidence and just keep spurting out her blogs. She's going to vomit her stuff out on her blogs.
Making souls go to hell.
Exactly.
She's
going to
be bogged down in her blogs.
Anyway, any comments for anybody? And then we'll end this, which may be the lecture for today.
This recording was produced by Mary's Little Remnant, 302 East Joffrey Street, Truth or Consequences, New Mexico, 87901-2878. And can be accessed on my St. John the Baptist website at www.johnthebaptist.us.